Day 445, Wednesday, June 19th. Tsekking 16, 1, 4 and 2 Chronicles 28 1, 25. 17 Zeruan, Enk 8th year of Pekah the son of Remaliah, Ahaz the son of Jotham, king of Judah began to reign. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And he did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord his God, as his father David had done. But he walked in the way of the kings of Israel. Indeed he made his son pass through the fire, according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had cast out from before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burned incense on the high places, on the hills, and under every green tree. 2 Chronicles 28. 1-25 NKJV Ahaz was 20 years old when he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and he did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord as his father David had done. For he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel and made molded images for the Baals. He burned incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and burned his children in the fire. According to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burned incense on the high places, on the hills, and under every green tree. Therefore the Lord his God delivered him into the hand of the king of Syria. They defeated him, and carried away a great multitude of them as captives, and brought them to Damascus. Then he was also delivered into the hand of the king of Israel, who defeated him with a great slaughter. For Pekah, the son of Remaliah killed 120,000 in Judah in one day, all valiant men, because they had forsaken the Lord God of their fathers. Zichri, a mighty man of Ephraim, killed Maaseiah the king's son, Azricam the officer over the house, and Elkanah who was second to the king. And the children of Israel carried away captive of their brethren 200,000 women, sons and daughters, and they also took away much spoil from them, and brought the spoil to Samaria. But a prophet of the Lord was there, whose name was Oded. And he went out before the army that came to Samaria and said to them, "Look, because the Lord God of your fathers was angry with Judah. He has delivered them into your hand, but you have killed them in a rage that reaches up to heaven. And now you propose to force the children of Judah and Jerusalem to be your male and female slaves. But are you not also guilty before the Lord your God? Now hear me therefore and return the captives, whom you have taken captive from your brethren, for the fierce wrath of the Lord is upon you." Then some of the heads of the children of Ephraim, Azariah the son of Yohanan, Berechiah the son of Meshilamoth, Jehizkiah the son of Shalom, and Amasa the son of Hadlai, stood up against those who came from the war. And said to them, "You shall not bring the captives here, for we already have offended the Lord. You intend to add to our sins and to our guilt, for our guilt is great, and there is fierce wrath against Israel." So the armed men left the captives and the spoil before the leaders and all the assembly. Then the men who were designated by name rose up and took the captives, and from the spoil they clothed all who were naked among them, dressed them and gave them sandals, gave them food and drink, and anointed them, and they let all the feeble ones ride on donkeys. So they brought them to their brethren at Jericho, the city of palm trees. Then they returned to Samaria. At the same time King Ahaz sent to the kings of Assyria to help him. For again the Edomites had come, attacked Judah, and carried away captives. The Philistines also had invaded the cities of the lowland and of the south of Judah, and had taken Bethshemesh, Aijalon, Gederoth, Soko with its villages, Timnah with its villages, and Gimzo with its villages. And they dwelt there. For the Lord brought Judah low because of Ahaz king of Israel, for he had encouraged moral decline in Judah and had been continually unfaithful to the Lord. Also Tiglath-Pileser king of Assyria came to him and distressed him, and did not assist him, for Ahaz took part of the treasures from the house of the Lord, from the house of the king and from the leaders, and he gave it to the king of Assyria, but he did not help him. Now in the time of his distress King Ahaz became increasingly unfaithful to the Lord. This is that King Ahaz. For he sacrificed to the gods of Damascus which had defeated him, saying, "Because the gods of the kings of Syria help them, I will sacrifice to them that they may help me." But they were the ruin of him and of all Israel. So Ahaz gathered the articles of the house of God, cut in pieces the articles of the house of God, shut up the doors of the house of the Lord, and made for himself altars in every corner of Jerusalem. And in every single city of Judah, he made high places to burn incense to other gods, and provoked to anger the Lord God of his fathers. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG reading plan states, in his private museum says the book The Bible is History, the London antiquities collector Shlomo Musayev has a clay seal impression. It is less than half an inch wide, with an inscription set on three lines reading, in Hebrew letters. Lach.yhwtm.mlk.yyhdh, which translates as belonging to Ahaz, son of Jehotam, that is Jotham, king of Judah. From scientific analysis, there is general agreement that it is genuinely derived from the biblical king Ahaz's time, and is thereby the first positively known seal impression for a biblical monarch. It even bears on its left edge a fingerprint that may be Ahaz's own, together with impressions of the texture of the papyrus document it sealed, and the string with which this was tied. Ian Wilson, 1999 p. 154. The name of Ahaz also occurs in the surviving annals of the Assyrian king Tiglath-Pileser III, who specifically boasted of having received tribute from Ahaz, whose name his scribe rendered as Ahazi, or Yeho-Ahaz. Showing that its full form, not given in the Bible, included the divine name Yahweh. Even though he followed the biblically disapproved deviant Canaanitic practices. P. 155. Of course we know from the Bible that Jehoahaz was a name of other Israelite and Jewish kings. That Ahaz, his name in scripture and on the seal impression, was a shortened form of Jehoahaz should not surprise us. Tiglath-Pileser, or Pul, had campaigned westward in 743 BC, and Israel's king Menahem, ca. 752 to 741 BC, bought him off with tribute, compare 2 15 1920. Indeed, Israel and Syria became tributary states to Assyria. Pekahiah, Menahem's son, who followed his father on the throne for 2 years, ca. 741 to 740 BC, probably continued in the tribute. But when Pekah, the son of Remaliah, next came to power in Israel, ca. 740 to 732 BC, he apparently decided to break the chain. As did Rezin of Syria, and the two formed an alliance, which was essentially a rebellion against Assyrian domination. It is then probably because Ahaz, ca. 736 to 720 BC, refuses to join their alliance that they invade Judah to topple him and replace him with their own puppet ruler, compare Isaiah 7. 6, thus touching off the brief period historically referred to as the Syro-Ephraimite Wars, Ephraim being the leading tribe of Israel and the territory of the capital Samaria. As noted a few highlights back, Tucken Kings 15:37 says the attack began in the days of Jotham, probably during his last 4 years, ca. 736 to 732 BC, when it appears that Ahaz was already on the throne. Indeed, it must have been during the first two of these years, since it had to precede Tiglath-Pileser's second western campaign, ca. 734 to 732 BC. Judah was sorely defeated. In fact, during the siege and battles that take place, 120,000 Jewish troops die in just 1 day, 2 Chronicles 28:6. Many are taken captive to Damascus by the Syrians, verse 5. Still others are taken by the Israelites themselves to be slaves. Only the intervention of a prophet of God, Oded, put a stop to the nation being stripped of people and property, verses 8-15. For the time being. This should have been a clue to Ahaz concerning where he ought to have been looking for deliverance. But instead he appeals to Tiglath-Pileser. After all, Pekah and Rezin are fighting Ahaz because he won't join their revolt against Assyria. The Assyrian king does come down to the area. We know from Assyrian records that in 734 BC, during his second western campaign, Tiglath-Pileser and his forces moved south along the Mediterranean coast all the way to the border with Egypt. This did take care of much of the Philistine problem Ahaz was facing, and from scripture we see that Ahaz took tribute with him plundered from Judah's national and temple treasuries and the nobility and gave it to the Assyrian king. But, with the fighting over and other matters pressing, Tiglath-Pileser gave no help concerning the Edomites or Ahaz's main problem, Israel and Syria, compare verse 21, which sent Ahaz into a fit of distress. He believed, and rightly so, that despite the scattering of the Israelite troops over a warning from God, Pekah and Rezin still aimed to depose him and would soon manage to press their forces against him again. But instead of repenting and asking God for help, Ahaz begins worshipping the god true God does not, even though he has just stopped Judah from being wiped out. And Ahaz spitefully defiled the implements of God's worship system. End.